Good Friday morning, beloved. It is great to share God's Word together on this beautiful day and just start things off on the right foot. Amen. Today we are in Zephaniah chapter 2. And here, Zephaniah urges the people of Judah to repent. And he declares that the nations surrounding Israel are doomed. And God's saving word for us as we conclude our week together is joy. And so let's begin reading Zephaniah chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Shameless nation, come to your senses before you are driven away like the chaff blown by the wind, before the burning anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day when he shows his fury. Turn to the Lord, all you humble people of the land who obey his commands. Do what is right and humble yourselves before the Lord. Perhaps you will escape punishment on the day when the Lord shows his anger. No one will be left in the city of Gaza. Ashkelon will be deserted. The people of Ashdod will be driven in half a day. The people of Ekron will be driven from their city. You Philistines are doomed. You people who live along the coast, the Lord has passed sentence on you. He will destroy you, and not one of you will be left. Your land by the sea will become open fields with shepherd's huts and sheep pens. The people of Judah who survive will occupy your land, and they will pasture their flocks there and sleep in the houses of Ashkelon. The Lord their God will be with them and make them prosper. The Lord Almighty says, I have heard the people of Moab and Ammon insulting and taunting my people and boasting that they would seize their land. As surely as I am the living God, the God of Israel, I swear that Moab and Ammon are going to be destroyed like Sodom and Gomorrah. They will become a place of salt pits and everlasting ruin, overgrown with weeds. Those of my people who survive will plunder them and take their land. This is how the people of Moab and Ammon will be punished for their pride and arrogance and for insulting the people of the Lord Almighty. The Lord will terrify them. He will reduce the gods of the earth to nothing. And then every nation will worship him, each in his own land. The Lord will also put the people of Ethiopia to death. The Lord will use his power to destroy Assyria. He will make the city of Nineveh a deserted ruin, a waterless desert. It will be a place where flocks, herds, and animals of every kind will lie down. Owls will live among its ruins and hoot from the windows. Crows will caw on the doorsteps. The cedar wood of her buildings will be stripped away. That is what will happen to the city that is so proud of its own power and thinks it is safe. Its people think that their city is the greatest in the world. What a desolate place it will become. A place where wild animals will rest. Everyone who passes by will shrink back in horror. And today's key verse is Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, where the prophet writes, Turn to the Lord, all you humble people of the land who obey his commands. Do what is right and humble yourselves before the Lord. You know, it's interesting as we see God talking about these mighty nation states, kingdom states, well, I guess they were probably called city-states, that large cities, and then each of the kings of each of those cities would control such a great amount of real estate around that city. And God just says that they're just going to cease to exist. Everything that they have is going to be completely destroyed. And we know that part of this took place when in the fulfillment of Daniel, as we were reading about the end times when Israel was taken into captivity and then returned to her land. This part was fulfilled in part where the people came back and occupied their land that the other people had come in and occupied. But it's going to be fulfilled in full to its completeness during that time of the Great Tribulation. And rest assured that the enemies of God's people, whether in the past testament or the current testament, the enemies of God's people are going to be punished. And I don't want to say amen to that, because God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. I don't want anyone to lose out and have to serve a Christless eternity. And so it is my hope and prayer that the church will rise up as it is intended to and become such a glory on this earth that all peoples will want to come and know our God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. I turn to you, Lord God, and humble myself before you. Teach me to do what is right and to obey your commands. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. I hope to see you on Sunday morning. And I just had a wonderful time in the church service last Sunday. It's great that if you can't make it, we make it available on Facebook and on Zoom. But there is nothing like the energy, the excitement that you feel when you're worshiping God shoulder to shoulder with people of like precious faith. But if I don't see you at church Sunday, then I hope to be back next Monday when we will be reading Zephaniah chapter 3, where the people's punishment will come to an end. Until then, beloved, keep looking up, for your salvation draws nigh.